So while Mary and Joseph were there, the time for Jesus to be born had come. And so they went to the local hospital. Is that right?
No.
They didn't go to the hospital?
No.
Well, where did they go? Did they go to the emergency room?
They stayed in the stable.
Oh, that's right. They went to the local hotel, right? And they knocked on the door of the hotel and they said, "Do you have a place where we can stay?" And what do they say? There's no room in the... No room in the inn. There's no room in the hotel. So they took Mary and Joseph out back to the stable where the animals were, right? And Jesus was born. You know what? I think that you and I should have a little party right now to celebrate Jesus' birth. So I brought a cake, and we're going to bring the cake in, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Jesus, and then we're going to blow out the candles. And then after worship service, hopefully you can have some cake. We'll get you all sugared up to go home.
I don't want to be sugared up.
We'll get you all sugared up to go home.
I don't want to be sugared.
Here it comes. Are we ready?
Who's going to blow it out?
Whose birthday is it?
Jesus.
Who's going to blow it out? We're all going to blow it out. So let's all stand up and gather around the cake. I'm going to sit here. And on the count of three, we'll sing happy birthday to Jesus. And then we'll blow it out. Okay? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. All right, good job. Come back and sit down, and we'll take that cake back there, and we'll disinfect it. Can I ask you a question?
Can I go with my?
What is the best gift that we've ever been given? No, you can't. You got to stay here. What's the best gift ever given?
Jesus.
His love.
Love and Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus and his love. What else? What else does Jesus give to us?
Jesus and his heart.
What else does he give? He gives us his heart.
He shed his blood.
He shed his blood. How did he shed his blood?
On the cross to get.
On the cross, and so our sins would be forgiven, right? And what else did he do after that?
And
3 days later, what did he do?
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead so that where do we get to go now when we die?
Heaven.
Heaven, right? So Jesus is truly the greatest gift ever given. Let me ask you a question.
Even my grandma died, now he's
hidden. What's the greatest gift you can give somebody else?
A toy car.
A toy car?
You can share
Jesus' love with other people. And you can show his heart, right? By what you do, right? And you can show his light. So these are all ways in which we can share Jesus who came to us. Jesus is the greatest gift ever given to us, right? And we can give Jesus the greatest gift ever to other people, can't we? How exciting is that? Do you think the adults out there know that? Ask them. Hey, say, hey, adults. Say, hey, adults. Do you know that you can share Jesus' love?
Do you know that you can share Jesus' love?
Did that sound did that sound pretty good to you? I think it did. Okay. So then all of a sudden, after the birth of Jesus, up in the sky, all around, there were airplanes flying around with banners.
No.
No.
There were angels.
Oh my goodness. Oh, there were what? They're angels like that. And the angels were up in the sky and they were singing. And here, listen to what the Bible says. Listen to what the Bible says. Listen to this. In Luke chapter 2, and in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The glory is the light of Jesus. And they were filled with fear. Why do you think they were afraid?
Because they didn't know what was going to happen.
They didn't know what was going on. Would you be afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, I'd be afraid. You would be super afraid, right? Oh my goodness, what's happening?
I would be running away.
I'd be running away too. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for you and for all the people. For unto you today a Savior is born in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was not just one angel, but there was a multitude of angels. And they were praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. So let's join together in singing, Hark the Herald.